Australia has won a seat on the leading international human rights body, the UN Human Rights Council. But there has been a lot of discussion regarding Australia's suitability for the role, with particular scrutiny on Australia's treatment of its Indigenous peoples. Louise Horriman reports.
The United Nations Human Rights Committee reviewed Australia's compliance with the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. The latest on this review showed that Australia is failing to meet basic human rights standards for Indigenous people. Associate Professor Anna Cody from the Kingsford Legal Centre at the University of New South Wales says Australia was lucky to secure its place on the council.
They were successful in being elected to the Human Rights Council, but there was no opposition. There had been opposition, and then the two countries who were also going for that seat withdrew, so they were elected unopposed.
And the committee summarised in their report that Australia is failing to meet basic human right conditions for Indigenous people.
The committee hasn't released its final observations or report yet.
Okay.
But they asked some very pointed questions about why Australia was failing in different areas, including in Indigenous rights.
In your opinion, as an associate professor, why is this the case?
So one of the rights that it refers to is around freedom from violence and freedom from over-policing and freedom from being jailed when you shouldn't be in jail. Mm-hmm. So Australia is failing on the over-incarceration of Indigenous people who are incarcerated at 45 times the rate of non-Indigenous people. And that's partly because in some states and territories, such as Western Australia, Indigenous people are subject to mandatory sentencing. So if they commit a minor offence, even if there's really good reasons why they shouldn't go to jail, they still go to jail.
Associate Professor Anna Cody from the Kingsford Legal Centre at the University of New South Wales. Tammy Solonek, the Indigenous Rights Manager at Amnesty International, agrees that certain Australian laws disproportionately affect Indigenous populations.
For example, in Western Australia we have mandatory sentencing that even applies to juveniles and for non-violent offences like home burglaries. And that's in direct contravention of many international laws. Many international experts have argued over a long period that that these laws should not take place in Australia. And these laws do have a disproportionate impact on Indigenous people. So even though some of these laws at a state and territory level might not directly be about Indigenous peoples, it's about the impact of them. It's about them being indirectly discriminatory.
I asked her if there has been any progress in regards to Indigenous human rights standards in the last decade.
I think that in the past decade, we actually have seen a lot of things go backwards. For example, if we look at the Closing the Gap framework, there's seven targets to look at closing the gap between Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people, and only one in seven of those targets is on track. So we have gone backwards in a lot of regards, and the incarceration rates are continuing to go up, the rates of children removed are continuing to go up, and this is why we're calling on the federal government to intervene on these issues, to take national leadership, to invest money and resources to ensure that there is standard practices across Australia that address these issues.
She says that Australia still has a long way to go.
For example, if you look at our constitution, it's one of the most racist constitutions in the Western world. We also don't have a Bill of Rights. We don't have entrenched rights. One of the big issues for Indigenous people is that we only make up 3% of the population. So democracy doesn't work for us. We are an oppressed minority. We don't have the numbers to vote people in to address our issues. So we need to find other ways. And the United Nations is saying to governments that you can't continue to ignore oppressed minorities. We need to ensure that these people's human rights are adhered to and it can't be left to a populist vote.
Tammy Solonek, Indigenous Rights Manager at Amnesty International, ending that report by The Wire's Louise Horriban.